What's the thinking with the afternoon practice and backup schedule this week?
Well, this is kind of part of our winter program. I think we spoke on this briefly early in the season. This is a different schedule that we're part of, you know, with this long stretch of games and obviously what's going on with our medical report. So I took the focus this morning just more on some, you know, they had a lift this morning, and then we did some things as far as boots and activation and contrast, just really trying to help these guys get their legs back.
How did the test come back for Nick Perry?
Nick Perry, he has a significant hand injury, and he will not be available this week. We're going to reassess on Monday and see where we are for Chicago.
If he's unable to be here throughout the next couple of weeks, how does that stress the defense if the guys at inside linebacker are also banged up then? Does that make it harder to put Clay inside?
Well, I mean, definitely. I mean, I think, you know, our injuries are, you know, it's part of it. They are what they are. I don't know what else to talk about. It's all part of your planning. I feel terrible for Nick. He's having a great season, clearly his best season. And he's had a setback. But, you know, how we play and how we move forward, you know, frankly, is the same you do each and every week. It's based on the health of your team, and our job is to put the players in position to be successful, and we feel good about our plan and plan on being successful Sunday.
At some point, Mike, in the next couple of weeks, do you think Nick could play with a cast once it heals a little bit?
I don't know specifics of how long they think it's going to be, but I know talking with Nick, I mean, he wants to go, so and that's why we're gonna look at it Monday and see where he is.
You talked Sunday about maybe actually getting a guy back this week. TJ Lang, is this progress making?
TJ Lang's making progress. TJ is going to do some limited work today, so we'll have some information on him. I think he's kind of crossing that threshold in doing some of the movement, the football, the actual practice drills and so forth, so to give us a better indication where he is. J.C. Treader is also close to that phase too. So both those guys will do some work today at practice, and we'll have a better assessment on those two.
Mike, where do you think Clay is at, and are you is that a tough call for you with him just because it looked like there were times where he was on the field, but he was playing with one arm at times?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he was extremely limited in the game. You know, each week it's going to get better. So that's the hope. You know, as far as having a setback, you know, it didn't help him playing in the game. But I think it, you know, speaks volumes about Clay and getting out and so forth. So you know, just to plan this week. I mean, he won't practice today or tomorrow. So we'll get to Saturday and kind of see where we are. But you know, the goal is to try to get some strength back in the shoulder.
Mike, now that you've had a chance to look at the tape, that 98-yard drive, what did you like about that, and what can you use from that drive? Do you think you can build up moving forward?
You talking about our last game?
Yeah.
You know, we played Seattle. This is Wednesday, isn't it? Yeah, it was a hell of a drive, but we've moved on. It's it was a great drive. The two drives in the fourth quarter was a turning point for us offensively in the game. I think really the biggest thing come out of the game is playing in that weather, because obviously the weather is going to be similar Sunday, snow and probably colder. So, because I always worry about our young guys. So I think that for our young players to have that experience to play in Lambeau December football is the biggest thing to take away from that game, and to be able to put together drives like that offensively, because it's about handling the football and executing. So, but we got a heck of a game coming up this Sunday, and we're going to need, you know, a number of those type of drives.
What are the characteristics of Seattle's defense that has allowed them to be like one of the top scoring D's in the last 5 years?
Well, I think, you know, the thing that really jumps off the film at you is, you know, the players. I mean, they it's a veteran group. You have a number of guys that have been there quite a few years, and just you know, they're very systematic in how they play. So it speaks to, you know, to, you know, quality fundamentals. You know, they do a very good job of playing their scheme, disciplined in the scheme, and playing to one another. So, it's a very talented defense, And when you look at defensive, systems, and you look at a defensive team that's, it's obviously number one in the league and, giving up points, they have big-time players on all three levels. You look at their defensive line, the number of, players they have there, linebackers and secondary. So this is a big challenge for us.
Russell Wilson and how he plays the game.
Well, I think he's a dynamic player. He's coming off of some tough games earlier. You can see where he was hurt, but he looks like he's always looked. He's going to make plays. And I say this each and every week. We talk about quarterbacks. Can they play in the pocket and out of the pocket? And Russell's also obviously showed that he has that ability to do both. So. Yes, he's obviously a focal point for us.
Mike, you talked Monday about wanting to make some corrections with some young guys playing in the snow without giving any names. What were the things that you thought needed to be better in the snow as it goes?
Just the fundamentals. It's just, once again, it's all about the fundamentals, blocking, tackling, taking care of the football, taking the ball away. So, we got to take care of the football. Sunday, they do a good job. I mean, turnover ratio is part of our team meeting every Wednesday as far as where we are and where they are. They're obviously plus six, we're minus five. So that's a challenge in front of us. So we need to take the ball away. I think we're, our opportunities and position of putting ourselves in, there, defensively in our coverage units is improving, but, it's the execution of getting that ball out. So we need to do a better job of that. And we got to take care of it. It's winter football, it's December football, and it's a priority.
When you're going to play a game with a snowy track like you did last week and like you might this week, how much goes into that logistically from an equipment standpoint?
Well, it goes into it, but it's important. We spend time on it. We have a phase in one of our team meetings that we address the conditions and, officials. We talk about you guys on Wednesdays. That's always a nice segment of our presentation. But, we address everything that's going to affect the game.
Third down defense has been a little down this year, but in the red zone, they've gotten off the field really well. Why do you think that's been?
They got playmakers on all three levels. That's what I see on film. I know where they rank 27th and third down, but, when you look at their number one in the league as far as keeping out of end zone. So, and that statistically speaks to their red zone production. But, they got guys that can make plays.
Mike, what's the practice plan for Aaron this week?
Aaron will be limited today. And then we'll see where he is tomorrow. So he'll do probably very similar to what he did last week on Wednesday.
So, Mike, is kidding aside about the media part of it, is there, when do you talk about the non-X's and O's stuff in your team meetings, like the officials and, the weather conditions and, us? Is that all in one day?
Wednesday is we have media topics. And trust me, it's 30 seconds.
I'm just really interested in the part about being prepared for the weather, because the fact that you played in it, now you're going to play in it potentially again. I just find that interesting. So how do you go?
Oh, we wait to Saturday. It's our Saturday team meeting because weather reports can change. So I think the closer you get to the game, it's the better. So and that's when we talk about those things and we talk about the officials. And wrapping it up at that point.
What did you think of the field? I keep thinking of the one play where Lane Taylor's engaged blocking a guy and he's being pushed on the slippery grass like he's on your kitchen floor or something. Did you feel okay about how the field held up?
Yeah, I thought the field was in good shape. I had a chance to walk it before the game. So I thought the preparation of the field was a lot better than we had the one game where, grass was too high. So, but I thought the field was in excellent shape.
Mike, obviously, there without Bill Thomas, when you're going against an opponent that has just lost a dynamic player like that, how do you balance the need to exploit that weakness with trying to stay true to what you guys do well and what your identity is?
Well, I think a lot of those things are, really specific to, where the player plays. I mean, he's a great player. I don't even know how many Pro Bowls he's been in, but he's obviously been there every year for quite some time. And the way he plays the position is extraordinary. So, I mean, he has tremendous range, anticipation, and, he's a big part of their leadership of the football team. But, he's a free safety. So, I mean, you have to look at that and how the new guy's going to fit in and just really. But, I mean, we're not going to drop back and throw 50-yard post routes all day because they got a new free safety. I don't think that's practical, but I mean, you just kind of see how the new guy fits in.
Mike, how much do you think? How much growth do you think you saw from Gunter being forced into the situation, and just how different of a player do you think he is because of all that experience?
Well, he's obviously taking full advantage of it. I think that's the thing you got to recognize. But I mean, he hadn't changed his day he got here. I mean, he come off the bus bumping and running and playing hard nose. You know, now I think Joe Witt's done a tremendous job with him and it really the whole group of young guys. But you know, he is the classic example of what we pride ourselves on. You know, you take these young guys in the teaching environment, the structure we have, and when they totally buy in like Gunn has, he's benefited greatly. So, but just the way he plays the game, I mean, you love his toughness, and he's getting better and better each week. So just real credit to him and his development.
Two more, please.
I thought you hit a couple rough games. How unusual, maybe it's not unusual, but to see a young guy basically just shrug those off. You know, he didn't seem to dwell on it and didn't seem to fester. He came back and he's played really well for the last couple of weeks for you.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's, you know, I think it recognizes two things. Number one, you know, his attitude and his approach, and I think it tells you, number two, the culture of our football team. I mean, you guys are in the locker room. I mean, that's, if there's ever an indication of what's going to happen on Sunday, that's the indication. I mean, you know, I say it all the time, even during those times where it wasn't going so well. This is a great group to coach. I mean, their attitude and approach is outstanding. But we have challenges more than we'd like, but they just keep going. So, and that's definitely not going to change this week. This is a heck of an opponent we got here coming Sunday.
Mike, I know this isn't, you know, Packers Bears or Packers Vikings, but these two teams do have a fair amount of history. You and John Schneider are still good friends. Is there a rivalry here between Packers and the Seahawks, you think?
I mean, if you want to put it in that classification, yeah, I think it fits. I mean, you got two teams that play big games against one another. So, I mean, I don't think you have to go past that. So, this game's important to them. It's very important to us. And, you know, there's a style of play that they play to, and there's definitely one we're gonna, you know, that we play to, and we're gonna, you know, maximize that out as far as preparing for the game, but it's all about winning.